this meeting of the Rocky Mount City Council to order. We normally begin our meetings with a prayer. If you rise, I ask Council Member Reuben Black to lead us in prayer.
Thank you. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for the day that you've given us, another day of life, and the ability and the opportunity and the privilege of serving your people. We ask that you direct our thoughts, our intentions, and our words, Father, as we hear and deliberate on the business of this city and the future of our people and our community. We ask for your Holy Spirit to give us wisdom and guidance and power to do those things that bring your presence into our community, prosperity to all of our citizens, and peace to our community. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Ask the city clerk to call the roll.
Councilmember Knight.
Here.
Blackwell.
Here.
Wiggins.
Here.
Watkins.
Here.
Rogers.
Here.
Bullock.
Here.
And Miller.
Here.
Council members received minutes of the City Council retreat held in Durham, North Carolina on March 27th and 28th at our regular meeting of the City Council held April 14th. Are there any corrections or additions to those minutes? If not, then they'll stand as submitted to you. Item number 5, which if you didn't come in, there's an agenda in the box. We're on item number 5 now. This is petitions to be received from the public. If you come forward, state your name, your address, and if you speak for a group or organization, identify that group or organization. Limit your remarks to 3 minutes, and we'll give you a heads up at 2.5 minutes. I know that we have one or two people here because we still have some cards from the other night, and they actually filled one of those out. So at this time, I'd ask Mr. Bailey to come forward, and again, limit your remarks to 3 minutes.
I'll be here Monday night, but had to leave unexpectedly. Sorry about that. Mr. Mayor, members of the council, thank you very much for permitting me to speak.
Could you, just your address?
Ms. Oh, 3813 Hawthorne Road, lifelong resident. I want to point out some things that I think need to be pointed out. The city hired people to do a feasibility study at taxpayers' expense, also a financial study by Davenport and Company in Richmond. And they obviously know what you want to hear, so they want to provide that if they can. And what Davenport presented financially sounds like it came out of Alice in Wonderland. I didn't remember Alice having the access to foreign investors, but perhaps I didn't read it carefully. I want to point out that what the City Council is considering with this event summit is really not a legitimate function of government. There are other things that are. This is for private enterprise. And I remember Mr. Penny mentioned Warren Buffett being here, and he's known for private enterprise and being a good astute investor, and he always likes to make a profit. I wonder if this project was mentioned to him. Because he could have done the whole thing with pocket change. And he would have considered whether or not it'd be in the black or in the red at the end of the day. Next, there are legitimate functions for government, for which all of you were elected, and I think this needs to be emphasized, and that is to provide a safe community. And that has to do with our police force and our fire department. These people have dangerous jobs. I wonder how many of you have ever thought about the fact that when they leave home with their families to go to work, they do not have the same assurance of being able to return home at the end of the shift in one piece, safely. And I wonder how many of you would like to take their places. It is a responsibility, not just a legitimate function, but it is the responsibility for which you were elected, to provide these things for the community. Rocky Mount was, at one time, a very safe city. We've always had a good police force, and they should be provided for locally, and we don't want to rely on Homeland Security, which will come in here with a suitcase full of money and a big rule book made by unseen bureaucrats.
You've got 20 seconds, Mr. Bailey.
And so I've said essentially what I wanted to say. And I hope that all of you will consider this. We do have a responsibility. We can't expect visitors or anybody else, any business to come here when the city is coming known for the crime. Thank you very much. I wish you well.
Thank you. Have one other person that actually filled out a card that wanted to come before us and the petitions here, and that was Michael Moore. Again, limit your remarks to 3 minutes. Again, if you will, state your address, and if you speak for a group or organization.
City Council. I speak on behalf of Luther Hammond, 710 Mill Street. Basically, what I'm petitioning is the program. It's a rehabilitation program, gang-related adverse use. We currently serving 42 youths at this time. Numerous success stories. I even been reported from a councilman that one of my youths was out in the neighborhood in the community asking to do lawn service. So what I look at that is a good implementation of what the program represents. As he stated, police should not be the only resource. It should be a prevention as well in place and not a home security for after the fact, because we know the cases of those, according to where you're here. but for the most part, I'm just asking the city councilmen to really consider and let's put up, the other end, but I don't want to say that because I'm out of honor, but for the most part, put your money where your mouth is and let's do some positive things in life.
Thank you.
The city can have back the rest of the money on the minutes.
Thank you. Are there any other petitions from the public at this time? If not, the public petition portion of the meeting is closed, and we'll move on to item number 6, which is a public hearing. This is relative to an application to the Local Government Commission for approval of installment purchase contract. This is for construction of the following projects. One is a transfer station improvements. The other one is for Sunset Park tennis courts renovation. This would be through Southern Bank and Trust at a fixed rate of 1.35% for 59 months. Recommended action is to 1, receive public comment, 2, adopt a resolution authorizing the execution of delivery of installment financing contract with Southern Bank and Trust, and 3, authorize the finance director and or city manager to execute any required documents. This is a public hearing. Is there any member of the public that would like to speak on this item? If not, the public hearing portion of item number 6 is closed, and I would entertain a motion from the council.
So moved and set forth on the agenda.
Second.
Motion by Councilmember Wiggins, second by Councilmember Knight. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Item 6 is approved. Item 7 is a consideration of a resolution authorizing the execution and delivery of a master tax exempt installment purchase agreement with U.S. Bancorp in the amount of $1.868 million for the purchase of equipment. This is fixed interest rate of 1.027% for 36 months. Recommended action is to 1, adopt the resolution, and 2, authorize the finance director and or city manager to execute any required documents. I hear a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Councilmember Miller, second by Councilmember Bullock. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Item 7 is approved. Item 8 is a consideration of an ordinance ordering the community code inspector to proceed with demolition of the following substandard properties, and I'm going to call on Ms. Watkins to make a request.
Thank you. Well, Mr. Mayor and Council, at the last meeting, I had requested that we table this item for 2 weeks to return to this meeting table it again for about 30 days. I've been communicating with the property owner and their family and trying to help them resolve some of the issues about this property.
We have is that a motion, Jerry? To table?
Well, it's a motion to postpone.
Okay. We have a motion to postpone. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Second by Councilmember Knight. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Item 8 will be deferred for 30 days. Item 9 is consideration of an application for the Rocky Mount Community Foundation grant. This is for the purchase and installation of 3 line sets for the theater at the Imperial Center. One is the recommended action to approve the grant application. Two, authorize the Parks and Recreation Department to apply for the grant.
So moved.
Do I hear a second? Second by Councilmember Bullock. Is that correct? Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Item 9 is approved. Item 10 is a consideration of an application for a new taxi right. It's for a William H. Baker, Jr. The recommended action is to approve the issuance of the taxi rights as recommended.
So moved.
We have a motion by Councilmember Knight, second by Councilmember Blackwell. Is there any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Item 10 is approved. Item 11 is a consideration of approval of a request from the Doubletree by Hilton to conduct a fireworks display at the Gateway Convention Center on Saturday, May 3rd at 9 o'clock. This is an amendment to the agenda. The recommended action is to approve the request, subject to compliance with the provisions of the city's policy and the North Carolina State Fire Code.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Councilmember Miller, second by Councilmember Bullock. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Item 11 is approved. We're getting ready to go into a closed session, but I think Councilmember Blackwell wanted to be recognized.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I have a statement I'd like to make. I have a motion, and normally, you know, I talk extemporaneously, but this time I think I need to read, so I'll be able to say things. It says, Mr. Mayor and City Council members, I would like to take a few minutes to officially go on record today stating my support of moving forward with our planning for an event center to be located in downtown Rocky Mount. As the elected body that governs the municipal affairs of our beautiful and dynamic city, we are responsible to our citizens and to our future to create an environment that is beneficial for the growth and prosperity of all of Rocky Mount. This council has listened patiently for months to individuals that have called into question our integrity, our motives, our reasonableness, and our intellect. The public meeting that was scheduled last Monday gave everyone an opportunity to ask questions directly of the consultants that we hired about their methodology, their findings, and their perspectives. We presented the same information to the entire public that we have reviewed ourselves and that we have discussed for months at Committee of the Whole meetings and in the public square. Very few questions were asked of the consultants, and those that were seemed to be insincere. Well, today I believe that it is our turn to begin weighing in publicly and decisively about where we stand on this project and on the sentiment that has been vocalized and written for local media. There were many comments that were made last Monday at our meeting and in editorials and radio interviews that have literally scoffed at and dismissed an entire section of our city and have ridiculed this council's resolve to revitalize our downtown. And I say it again, our downtown. I'm amazed that so little support or encouragement has come from neighbors to help neighbors as we all help our entire economy. I think that some of our city residents and neighbors who live outside our city are suffering from an acute and chronic condition of forgetfulness. Perhaps Mr. Boddy and I name him because he has written how he feels and he stated again to our faces. And his friends forgot that the people who work in their stores and in their homes clean their streets and dump their trash, live in or near dead-end downtown. Perhaps he and the people that he represents or speaks for do not understand that his and their negative attitude and disdain about our downtown and the neighborhoods that surround downtown are our places of business, our houses of worship, and our homes. Perhaps the community council has forgotten that tens of thousands of average rank-and-file Rocky Mount citizens have for years witnessed the intentional flight from downtown and surrounding neighborhoods. It is common knowledge, and we have visible evidence, that well-heeled individuals have developed wonderful businesses and beautiful neighborhoods around the outskirts of our city and have continually encouraged our city to grow westward.
These developers created developments that use city funds that past city councils approved to run water, sewer, and gas lines, pave streets, and install lights to build their assets, secure their financial futures, and advance their personal wealth. And as their businesses and neighborhoods have grown and prospered, they seem to not want to now to do their share to reinvest in those places they left dormant and drained of resources. Our critics and pundits and even our local newspaper is asking this council and our entire city to wait on moving forward on a plan to revitalize our downtown, create new jobs, and provide incentives for new and existing businesses. They say wait and heal our city of strife. Ask people not to feel discriminated against and be patient and wait for jobs to come. But perhaps our critics have forgotten that many of us and many of them travel to plenty of other cities to enjoy events, concerts, sports, and just plain fun in venues just like the one we're trying to build in Rocky Mountain. Maybe they forgot that most of those cities have a whole lot more problems than we will ever have. And that doesn't stop them or us from traveling to those places and enjoying their cities. Perhaps the vocal and vehement naysayers to progress in downtown and inner city communities in Rocky Mount have forgotten that our city dollars belong to all of our city. That includes all residents of Nash and Edgecombe counties who live in the city limits of Rocky Mount. Maybe they have forgotten that those of us who still live and work in the body version of Dead End have paid and continue to pay our taxes, our utility bills, shopped in their stores, ate in their restaurants, and worked together with them to build and strengthen our entire city on both sides of the track. And like Bill Jones said, we know all the five ways to cross the railroad tracks downtown because we do business on both sides of the track. In fact, many of the residents that came to us on Monday to tell us that we cannot afford to invest millions of dollars in downtown will come back to us in a few weeks or months and ask us to invest millions of dollars in Nash County to support a new interchange at US 64 and I-95. I am not opposed to progress in any sector of our city, but I will oppose investment in Nash County if we cannot invest in Edgecombe County as well and at the same rate. After all, the city of Rocky Mount's money and credit belong to all the citizens and residents of the city of Rocky Mount. And finally, I would like to remind our residents and neighbors something that possibly they may have forgotten, or perhaps they just never knew. In 1962, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. visited our city. We like to brag and boast about this today, but I think we forgot why he came here. He came to Rocky Mount to prepare himself for a national stage and to encourage a forgotten people that their hopes and dreams and lives and futures were no less important and critical than anyone else's, regardless of the color of their skin or what they did for a living or where they live. While we want to remember his vision of togetherness and love, we want to forget his admonition that we don't procrastinate on progress. And he also understood that equality means more than personal or social acceptance. It means that we need to provide economic opportunity and vitality for everyone at the same rate as well. Dr. King told the audience that came to see him at the Booker T. Washington High School gym, and I want to quote this so we can hear what he said. "We have also come to this hallowed spot to remind America of the fierce urgency of now. This is no time to engage in the luxury of cooling off or to take the tranquilizing drug of gradualism. Now is the time to make real the promises of democracy. Now is the time to rise from the dark and desolate valley of segregation to the sunlit path of racial justice. Now is the time to lift our nation from the quicksands of racial injustice to the solid rock of brotherhood. Now is the time to make justice a reality for all of God's children." He says it would be fatal, and I'm going to say this, for the nation and for Rocky Mount to overlook the urgency of the moment. And I say to all of us today that we cannot wait for progress to catch up to downtown or East Rocky Mountain, or inner city West Rocky Mountain. We live in the fierce urgency of now. The Holden family recognizes that downtown Rocky Mount is a good place for investment. They're expanding Southern Bank downtown. The Goodman family recognizes downtown Rocky Mount is a good investment. They are putting their millions into the Mills, which is right down the street. There is such a thing as economic justice. Our city, our economy, our crime, our pessimism will not get better by wishing that it will all go away. We need an event center. We need to move forward on securing every viable financing option for the center today. So now I would like to make a motion to recognize that this event center is a catalytic project for downtown Rocky Mount, subject to securing the funds to design, construct, and develop the estimated $45 million project. I also request that we authorize the city manager to spend any pre-development funds required to complete the due diligence necessary to secure new market tax credits and EB-5 funding. I also request, at the admonition of one of my peers, that we also create an economic forecast rolling forward as to how this project will impact our ability to pay for and develop other critical projects throughout the rest of this city. We believe that those two things can be done concurrently, and I ask for your support. Thank you for your patience while I make my statement. Thank you.
Well, I guess at the end I did hear a motion. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second, and the floor is open for discussion.
I didn't have the luxury of writing out my comments because I didn't know you were going to make this motion, Ruby. I entirely support the concept of the event center. I don't argue with any of the comments you made. But the council has been open and above board and public about everything we plan to do up to this time, including putting everything on the agenda. I know we held a public hearing. People had their opportunity to say their piece. But we did not put this motion on the agenda today, this item. And so I don't want it to look like we're embarrassed about what we're doing or that we're doing anything underhanded and kind of where people aren't looking. You know, we're proud of our support for this project. And I would like to see us do it in a publicly announced way. Thank you.
Other comments?
Yes, sir. I appreciate everything that has been up to this point, and I want to say up front, I am not opposed to growth, nor progress. I want it to be known that I'm not being negative, and by all means, my comments are not racist. But I agree with Ms. Miller on that. On this, I don't think we didn't come here today to vote. At this point, I'll just cut it off and say I can't support the project.
Any other discussion? This man, Ms. Miller?
I would like to see staff go ahead with whatever planning and preparation they can do, like getting us in line for the grants, the tax credits, EB-5 funding, whatever, so that we don't miss any deadlines. But we were told we could do that without committing to go ahead with it. And I didn't say in my previous statement, but I also support the project being downtown when we do it.
Ms. Watkins?
I am in support of the project. I want to see it go forward. I'm totally set back. And just, I had no idea that we were going to be this letter and ask for this type of motion. And quite honestly, there's a few other items I would like us to talk about. Number one is that we did not set priorities in terms of what projects that we were going to move forward on. I agree that the event center is catalytic, and we need to do it, but we also need to do housing, transportation, recreation. And we talked about all of that, but we have not met since our retreat to figure out what we was going to do first. And I would like an opportunity to talk with the council one more time before we actually vote.
Yes, Mr. Rogers.
Well, I agree with these last sentiments because I didn't know until a few minutes ago that Mr. Blackwell was going to make his statement and his recommendation. And, Jeff, I'm not sure I'm doing this in the right order. I think we need, we've got a number of things on the table. I appreciate you adding the piece about the additional planning, because I think without trying to delay anything, as I reflect on the comments that have just been made, I think it would behoove us to step back a minute. And like Councilwoman Watkins just said, we have a number of other projects that we need to consider. And without going through that process, I think we are maybe not being as diligent as we should be. And maybe we can start the application process, but I don't think we need to approve anything until we do this complete diligence, because we may find some things that may cause us to rethink this whole effort. And finally, I think our task here with any project, it's like Patrick Monahan said about landmark legislation from the federal government. For something to be successful, it needs to be bipartisan. And I am really worried that this project is not as supported as it could. I've always had a belief that it had a real opportunity to make a difference in this city. But I am very concerned about it being viewed across the board as something that can help us. So I think accordingly, what I'd like to do is, and Jeff, I don't know if I'm doing this right, I'd like to make a substitute motion that we delay consideration of this at least 2 weeks. And maybe we can learn more about the application process, and we can learn a little bit more about then from then about a process to prioritize other projects. So that's in the form of a substitute motion.
I have a substitute motion. Do I need a second? Yeah. Okay. Do I have a second?
Well, you have two motions on the floor.
Yeah, but a substitute motion will override the first one if it's approved. Is that correct?
Well, before we make a substitute motion to get a second, I would like to have my say. I'm quite sure Councilman Wiggins would like to have his say as well. But regardless of how you want, what order you want to take it, I still would like to respond.
Let me just say this. Why don't you get a, see if there's a second on the substitute.
Do I hear a second for the substitute motion?
I'll second.
All right, we have a second.
All right. Now we'll have discussion on the substitute motion, and then when that's done, there will be a vote, and that will become the motion.
Right.
If it's successful.
And restate the motion in 2 weeks.
I said 2 weeks so that we could learn more about the application process for the tax credits and the EB-5 financing.
So your substitute motion incorporates my request that we move forward on securing what we need to do to secure New Markets tax credits, which has a timeline.
Right.
And EB-5, which also has time considerations.
That's right. But it also, we will also learn during that period of time from the manager a process to evaluate how we can set forth a process to evaluate, or how he can set forth a process to evaluate other projects and needs of our city, and how we can model them financially and sufficiently into the future so that we can, with eyes wide open, see what the impact of all these things are going to be.
Mr. Knight and then Mr. Wiggins.
And I think that the substance of Councilmember Blackwell's motion, I think we're saying the same thing in different ways. And that is, the substance of his motion was to instruct the staff to begin to seek out the New Market tax credits, to do the EB-5 application, as well as any other due diligence. And due diligence encompasses, I believe, the other projects and everything that has been touched on by all of the council members that spoke to the motion. Now, I think that what needs to be emphasized is that we haven't said that go do it. It encompasses everything. What we're saying is just go on and begin that process, because we are on such a tight timeline for the tax credits and the EB-5s. And that has been emphasized by the manager as well as all of our financial consultants. So I think that we're saying the same thing, except in a different way. And I think that, you know, Councilmember Blackwell's motion covers everything, and that what we could do, I would ask if Councilmember Rogers would consider withdrawing his motion, and then if we could come back and have a work session to address the application, so that we can get an explanation of the application process and even an explanation of the prioritization of our other projects and where we stand with regard to the event center. I think we can still do all of that and move forward. What we don't want to do is to be in a position, because we have not acted, we have not started the application process, that we're too late and that we miss a threshold deadline. I think that was the substance of Councilmember Blackwell's motion, and I'll allow him to clarify and quantify. But I think he's saying what everybody's saying. We're not saying spend the money and build right now. Yes.
Well, what is the deadline on the application process to initiate the process?
I just tell you what Bridget said, Mr. Manager. You can just say that she said she had to have a live commitment in September, and that if she was expected to get that kind of commitment for that sizable project, she had to get some direction now so she can start shopping this with major funders. Is that correct, Mr. Manager?
We need to be in an application, someone's allocation, by September. And the most difficult part of this is, in order to raise $12 million, she would need to raise $40 million in new market tax credits. The likelihood of getting $40 million from one entity is probably pretty rare. So that means you have to work many potential allocatees in order to raise that amount of money. So we don't want to be, if council is interested in proceeding with the project, you can't wait till September to decide you want to do it. She would need to be working pretty swiftly to get the funds.
I think the question or the point I would raise is, given that it wasn't on the agenda, which suggests to me at least the city manager and his staff are not aware of an urgent need to kick off that process.
Well, that's why I made my motion today, because my concern is that some of us would be so frightened away by progress because of the evident displeasure that some of our community is evidencing, that this thing can waffle in Never Never Land in a jail gridlock. And so my purpose today is to move it forward, Mr. Rogers. And my question is to this council, do we have the courage to move forward in due diligence and in progress in face of opposition?
Can I ask the city clerk to read Mr. Blackwell's motion again, if you think you can do that, because I thought I heard move ahead with the event. So
I'm not sure I can, because he's got it written out right there.
Well, maybe you can read just your motion portion.
I will tell you what I read.
Okay. So we can clarify.
I said that we secure that we recognize that the event center is a catalytic project for downtown Rocky Mount, subject to securing the funds to design, construct, and develop the estimated $45 million project. We authorize the city manager to spend any pre-development funds required to complete the due diligence necessary to secure the new market's tax credits and EB-5 funding required to move forward with this project. And I also amended it to include that the city manager's office would also create a financial forecast and projection of what our revenue sources, streams, and impacts would be related to other priorities that this council is considering as well, that these run concurrent at the same time.
And the key is subject to.
Mr. Knight, did you want to make a comment?
I did, and I agree with Lamont that the same thing that Ruben just mentioned and Tom mentioned a few minutes ago, I think we're saying the same thing. But I think it might have been a problem with the message prior to the motion. Let's be honest, if we want to be transparent, a couple of days ago we had a public meeting, a special meeting, right in this hall, right in this chamber, where we heard pros and cons. All seven of us, which are elected, have a right to speak anytime we may at this council meeting, just like every citizen has a right to speak
at every
council meeting for 3 minutes. It's your fault and my fault if we did not prepare a speech to be read or speak from our heart about this current situation. You brought the fact about Dr. King. He said, how long? Not long. Are we going to allow our downtown to continue to lie in disarray and not be redeveloped? How long are we going to allow this? I'm 45 years old, and I was told that years ago the goal was to move westward. It was the saying, go west, young man, go west. A lot of us could go west and some of us could not, so we stayed in inner city and central city. And so now I think that this council, and I just want to set the record straight, we have not voted maybe two or three times down racial line. This council has never truly, as the media portrayed, has been divided down racial lines. We promoted development in the western part and the eastern part. And also for the Happy Hill community, Ms. Watkins, which Ward 1, 2, 3, and 4 has the most deteriorated homes out of the seven wards, that we agreed to have that development in Ward 4, not knowing that we could not have development in the other wards, because we wanted to see this project come into fruition. So again, I think that Councilmember Blackwell's motion was similar to yours, Tom, and I think that we call it a question at this time.
Well, motion and a second for the substitute motion, again, with some of the concerns there. So I would ask for all those for the substitute motion, say aye.
Point of clarification, Mayor. Okay. I think that Councilmember Wiggins, you may want to see the attorney, about the two motions, but the motions were the same, pretty much.
I think Mr. Rogers requested a two-week delay.
I'll make it easy. I'll amend my request to add 2 weeks at the next council meeting, not just 2 weeks, at the next council meeting, that this be placed on the agenda.
I think, thank you. I mean, I think that's a good thought, and obviously I think it's a good thought. But I wonder, and somebody said this a minute ago, maybe it was Lamont, could we proceed this meeting with a work session for all this to be better laid out, so then we could address it in the council meeting?
Have a work session in 2 weeks.
Yeah, preceding the council meeting.
Mr. Finney?
Yes.
Okay. The answer is yes. We can do that.
All right, so I'm going to look at our attorney right now. Since we, you're considering withdrawing your motion, Mr. Rogers, if Mr. Blackwell will concede to the amendment. But again, we still have a motion on the floor. We need to either vote down or up. So all in favor of the substitute motion, say aye, or you want to withdraw?
I'll withdraw.
All right, Mr. Bullitt?
We got a second on the withdrawal.
Yes.
Okay, we have a motion, second to withdraw the alternative motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. And then I'd ask Mr. Blackwell to amend his motion, his original motion, and a second.
Let him restate a portion.
Okay.
As amended.
Okay.
As amended.
Just to cut to the chase, that we give the city manager and his staff authorization to move forward on doing the due diligence to secure the $45 million New Markets tax credits and EB-5 funding that helps to fund a $45 million project, and at the same time to begin to put into place a financial projection and forecasting that will evaluate revenue streams and sources and uses of funding that would also speak to other major priorities, capital priorities and projects that the council has discussed.
Okay. We have an amended motion, and we have a second to the amended motion.
Within 2 weeks. At the next council meeting. Now, I guess to amend also that we would also schedule a work session to discuss same prior to our voting at the city council meeting.
You're approving that amendment?
Yes.
All right, we have a amended motion with a second. All in favor say aye. Discussion.
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 Well, go ahead.
Does that allow the time that we need to get the material together that we need to be reviewing at that work session? And I want to be clear that your motion does not say that we have decided that we are voting not to go ahead with the project.
Well, what I'm saying is,
I just want that to be understood.
Chris, I didn't say that, but what we also can't play with is the idea that if we're not serious about a project, there is nothing to pursue. And if you don't talk to funders, and I know a little bit about,
sure,
about securing funding in our own history with New Markets tax credits, with the Imperial Center and with Douglas Block, says that you have to have an active and live project before you start shopping. So we can't pretend that we are unclear about our support for downtown event center.
Understood.
Okay. And I'm just saying we're not approving any other financing. An event center can't come into play until we have all the financing ahead of us. So all we're asking Charles's resources to do is start finding us the real money. We've been presented with models and plans of how this can be done and where the sources could possibly come from. But all that is just conjecture until somebody starts doing the work. And I'm just asking that we give the staff the ability to go get the work done and bring us back something so we know, is it real or is it not real? If it's not real and if the money can't come, we don't have a project.
That's right.
If it is real, then let's talk about it and vote on it.
Mr. Manager, can you answer this little question about the time frame? Those 2 weeks allow you the time frame necessary to get the documents that we need started before the work session?
Yes.
Well, we can put material together, and we will talk to our consultants, our financial advisors, and one, try to have them here. For that work session, we'll start working on that tonight to have them here in 2 weeks. We can also look at your other projects that you have on the table, and we can talk about priorities. I think if you look at those in those minutes, we did talk some about those priorities and talked about we're looking at a 10 to 15 year plan on some of those things. But I think we'll do the best we can to put the information together and be ready to present to you on in 2 weeks.
Any other discussion?
Just make a comment again, and I understand what Ruben is saying, I think, but the point I'm trying to make is that if we don't model the future with all of these projects on the table and have some sense of priority, it will be difficult, I think, to make a good decision. And so that's why it all needs to be there, modeled simultaneously or layered in the best way possible.
Yes, sir.
Now, Mr. Rogers, to your point, now, our financial advisors have prepared models for us. We shared those with you, and we will bring those back. Now, what we did in the past, the event center was not in the... When we looked at the $55 million capacity, the event center was not included in that. And so we showed you one where the event center was layered on top of that. But now what we would do, if this is the desire of the council, we would go back and have them model it with the event center as a part of that structure, and then model everything else beyond that. We can do that. And I think Ted and them already have that in the system. So I can tell you confidently, I believe they can get that done in order to be ready for you in 2 weeks.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
To be clear, we have had the capital budget now 5 years, but not on the operating piece of it, the general budget. And so I understood Councilmember Rogers to be asking for that as well, because it's from those revenues that any non-grant funded piece of this will be carried.
That's right.
Okay.
I'm processing.
While he's processing, is there any other discussion? Okay. Mr. Penn?
And Susan, before he speaks, what are you saying? Chris, what are you saying? Because we have a motion on the floor, which I amended.
Right.
Now, what are you saying?
I'm elaborating or clarifying. I hope the statement that I heard made was that we will be presented with the information we need to make this decision in our work session. I just want to be clear that it not only includes the capital budget that we have long had for a 5-year period, but we're talking about an operating budget going forward. That, as you know, that's what Councilmember Rogers has been asking for a number of years, independent of this particular project.
And I just do want to say this, because I'm trying to hold back, but I'm not sure I can. Where were all these comments when we had conversation about Imperial Center? Where were these conversations when we talked about Douglas Club? And all I'm saying to you, if we don't start looking for money, we will be figuring out how to pay for $45 million on our own.
Right, I'm not suggesting we not go ahead with the search for funds.
So my question to this council is again, do we have the courage to begin the due diligence? That's what I ask. If we do the due diligence, then let the information stand on its own 2 feet.
Agree. We're just asking for that information. Yeah. I believe it will stand on its own feet, or that our decision can stand on that information.
Let me just make a comment, because I've been sitting up here listening, and I think the real issue that I hear is, if you got other needs in this city that we need to address, are we financially able to do that going forward with the addition of an event center? I think that's all that people are requesting that you look at before you make a decision to move forward. And are those the priorities? And I think that's what you got to make a decision on, whether it's the event center or any other thing you want to do in this community. Do we have the resources to do that financially and make a good decision moving forward? Because what we don't want to do is make a decision and then not be able to do other projects that are important to all of you that I've heard over the past,
And those are the things that I think you got to have some kind of full understanding of that before you can move forward. So I think in that 2 week period,
have we ever had a conversation that was an either or? When have we ever said it's either the event center?
Well, I think that was the question Rogers asked.
Saying even the numbers we had. That we've been presented in the conversation that we have discussed, we never, ever, in private session or in open session, had any conversation that we put all our development dollars, eggs, into the event center basket. We call this a transformational project, that it would require significant resources. But even when we talked about it last year at the planning retreat, the city manager came back and said, we've got to make some decisions about what else we're going to do if we do that. And all I'm saying is, we've been talking about it a year. And if we got to just start making some other choices, are we ready to start making the other choices?
Well, I think that's why this 2 week period's here.
We've had a year.
But we're down to finally making some decisions
time
now.
To make a decision.
And where we're at right now is exactly what Councilmember Blackwell just said, is we need to expedite a decision. And there has been no major project that we've ever undertaken where we have not gone through that analysis. What we need to be doing right now, instead of moving forward and engaging in the discussion, we need to tell the manager exactly what we want to see in 2 weeks, as individually and or as a body, that will enable us to be in a position to move forward and make a decision. Because we have to do something, we have to do something expeditiously. It needs to be done quick, fast, and in a hurry if we're going to get the money or be in a application stream to do what we need to do based on the best model that was presented to us by our financial consultant. Point blank, bottom line.
It sounds like that's where we are right now.
We just need to vote on it.
Vote.
Right.
Call for the question.
Yeah. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
No.
Okay. The motion is passed, so we'll bring it back in 2 weeks. Is that correct?
And just one comment. I'm applauded because I have been on this council 8 years. This is the first time I've known from some of the council members. Let me say this carefully. I'm thinking and praying that all of a sudden our priorities, a few months ago when folks from other organizations came to this council about the council paying for interstate exit off 95, none of those priorities surfaced then. And so for over the last 150 years, we have had many priorities that was in Central City and eastward. So to me, I just hope we be honest about where we are today and that we take the courage and show Greg right now that we can move forward together. Thank you.
All right.
I'll make a comment.
Yes, sir.
I think this step is very prudent. I think it's what anybody, or individual or collective, should do. I think the basics were there, but it is kind of hit me in the last week or two. I'll be honest with you. It's been about the last week or two that we have not kind of come back and looked at this in a more holistic way. From a more holistic perspective. And I appreciate what Councilwoman Watkins said again when she mentioned a minute ago that she didn't quite understand how some of these other priorities might fit into this. So I think we're going through a good process, one that that we should go through. And I think finally the last real challenge we continue to have as a council is not just courage, because I know the courage is here, but I think we need to work hard to bring people together in whatever direction we go forward. And I was struck by some of the comments the other night, one in particular where Someone said that they've never seen a city more divided upon itself. And I'm telling you, that struck my heart because I know so many people that I think we're all together, but there continue to be things and words and events that seem to divide us. And so I would hope any direction we go from this point on brings us together. And I think we need to be careful. We need to think carefully about how to make that happen.
All right. Is there any business come for council? If not, we need to move into a closed session for property acquisition and personnel matters. Do I hear a motion to go into a closed session?
So moved.
Motion by Council Member Knight, second by Council Member Miller. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you all for being here this afternoon.
Thank you.